Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, on a Saturday morning. I haven't been listening to the news like I used to because I don't have cable TV. So I have to catch the news whenever I'm around my TV on local. And I don't listen to the radio local. You know, I just always have my music playing or Spotify, iTunes, and in my car, it's my phone or... But anyway... via iPodcasting, Paul Hopkins had done a audioboo about conspiracy theories, and I had thrown in my 2 cents on that one, too. And now I recently heard about Flight 370 out of Malaysia and how it just up and vanished into the air, and it's been 8 days, and why does this scream some kind of conspiracy, some kind of government plot? It raises more questions than it does answers. How does a giant plane just vanish into thin air without a trace? How does the boxes and all the stuff stop working properly? To me, things that just, what? A crazy thought is that, number one, they haven't mentioned anybody of... importance. I mean, people are important. However, there's nobody of importance per se that would affect the world that would, they would say, oh, well, so-and-so was on the plane and it's, you know, it was, they were probably a target. And to my knowledge, that hasn't happened. You know, like a CEO of some, you know, Wall Street company worth billions of dollars was not on the plane. And the fact that it wasn't out of Heathrow, it wasn't out of O'Hare, it wasn't out of LAX, it was some place that the big players could probably get into and easily manipulate and take control over. I also think that it's a test. After 9/11, you know, it was securities and a lot of stuff had been brought to light, like, oh, we could do this different, we could do this different. And I'm sure people have come up with ideas of maybe, you know, GPS for planes or some other policies. They're testing out with this situation. The other thing, too, is I remember watching TV, and I'm pretty sure it was some kind of documentary, and I want to say it was after 9/11, and this man was being interviewed, and he was saying that there was an actual laser that had been created to make things disappear, and... It wasn't, they've only tested it on the man or some of the people in the inner circles. And there was they did a report on this guy who basically spontaneously combusted. And then he was saying, no, he didn't. The people that had the laser created, blah, blah, blah. Maybe it was a movie, I don't know. And he said, you'd be surprised of the things that are going on behind the curtain. I wish I remember what it was, but it scared me because he said, you know, you can make huge things disappear, just vanish. And I'm thinking, wow, I wonder if somebody actually created a laser or something, and here's your test. Does it work? And then everything else falls in place, and then the big kids on the block say, oh... So this is where the weaknesses lie, and we can go in and we can fix it, or we can, you know, use it to our benefit, blah, blah, blah. Because I think those Christians that are out there that believe, you know, in the Bible, and it's only a matter of time, isn't it? And stuff like this, I think for those Christians, to me, would be a warning of, ooh, this is scary stuff, man. Scary, scary. And, because stuff like this just doesn't happen. Not for 8 days, not a plane. I mean, it's just, it really baffles the mind, doesn't it? Maybe the plane did just, you know, catch fire, and there's no evidence 8 days later. None. don't know. That's a big pill to swallow. Anyway, those are just my mad thoughts on a Saturday morning. And now I'm going to start doing what I do on Saturday. And that's clean my house and catch up on all the stuff that I didn't do over the weekend. Or over the week. All right. Have a great day, everyone. Later, nice people.